This is a Quiz Bowl Cast, episode 19B, Parfait 3, round 3 between Maryland B and Rutgers Newark B.
And now I will begin reading. Plus of 1. They took up machine guns and almost saw combat in World War II, and one named Alois Esterman became famous around the world for an act of bravery on May 13, 1981. Allies of the French during the 15th century, the historian Guicciardini described them as the nerve and hope of an army. Thorvaldsen's Dying Lion of Lucerne commemorates their last stand in the Tuileries Palace.
Cavalry?
Neg 5. During the French Revolution, and 147 of them were killed during the sack of Rome in 1527, but 42 survived and helped Pope Clement II, the Seventh, escape to the Castel Sant'Angelo. Currently led by Captain Elmar Theodore Matter from St. Gallen Canton, these are for 10 points. What group of loyal protectors from an otherwise pacifist country?
Swiss Guards.
Yes.
Crazy Michelangelo.
And your bonus is on... They were first developed for computers with rotating drum memories because the memory element sequentially next had already passed. For 10 points each, name these data structures discussed by John Mockley as 1 plus 1 addressing, but that are now known for the pointers to the next element in the data structure.
It's like a linked list.
Linked list.
In 2000, Daniel Knuth published a paper on explaining how awesome it is to be able to undelete an element from a doubly linked list. He got there from Hiro Tsumatsu and Yoshita's analysis of Dijkstra's implementation of the solution of placing n of these chess pieces on a board without them attacking each other.
N queens problem.
Okay, queens.
The n queens problem is an instance of this general problem for some elements x and sets s, finding a subset of the sets in s such that every element in x is represented.
Oh shit! This is completeness, satisfiability,
answer for
reset.
Exact cover.
Exact so cover, shit.
20.
Man, that's hard. Good job. Good job.
Toss up 2. A blank verse drama illuminating the effects of imminent will written by this author features commentary from personifications of the spirit of the years and the spirit of the pities, who comments on the epic drama of the war with Napoleon entitled The Dynasts. Drummer Hodge and The Soul of the Slain are two of his war poems inspired by the South African War, and the setting of his The Trumpet Major, Dorchester, became the setting of another novel featuring Michael Henchard, the mayor of Casterbridge. For 10 points...
Thomas Hardy.
That is correct. Your bonus. For 10 points each, name these members of the Medici family that ruled Florence, Italy. He ruled Florence from the death of his father in 1469, and his status was enhanced when he foiled the Pazzi conspiracy to assassinate him in 1478.
Is this Cosimo or Lorenzo?
Okay, Cosimo.
Cosimo.
Lorenzo.
Damn it.
The second son of Lorenzo the Magnificent, he was born Giovanni de' Medici. This second of the four Medici popes is best remembered today for issuing a papal bull against Martin Luther.
Is that Leo X?
Yeah, that sounds right. Leo X?
Yes. She was the second wife of Henry IV, and after he was killed, regent for her son, Louis XIII.
This is,
Marie de Medici.
Yeah, that sounds right. Marie de Medici.
That's 20.
Oh. I remember her dealing with Henry III, but she's
got a job and doing 3. In the 1980s, at the Karolinska Institute, cells taken from the medulla of this organ were transplanted into the striatum of people suffering from Parkinson's disease. The cortex produces corticosteroids, while chromaffin cells convert dopamine into the organ's primary product in the medulla. Hyperfunction of these glands may result in Cushing syndrome, while hypofunction causes Addison's. Located directly above the kidneys...
Adrenal glands.
Yes. Identify the following works where strange things happen after characters sleep. After an insurrection in Turkey, the English ambassador sleeps for a long time and wakes up a woman in this Virginia Woolf book.
I don't know.
Orlando. The title character of this story in The Sketchbook of Geoffrey Crayon takes a nap to get away from his nagging wife and sleeps through the Revolutionary War.
Rip Van Winkle?
Yeah.
Julian West is hypnotized and falls asleep even as his house falls down around him. He wakes up in Boston in 2000 and has to navigate a socialist utopia in this Edward Bellamy look work.
Stranger in a Strange Land.
This is Looking Backward. I'm putting some red eyes. Toss up 4. One key piece of this work's chronology rests upon Ernst Sellin's theory that its title character was murdered at Chittim, waiting for giggles. Oh, sorry, I wasn't supposed to read that. A second pillar rests upon the origin of the main character's name, and the third pillar rests upon the hero being born of noble parents. Published partly in Imago and International Journal of Psychoanalysis, it argues that the title character was a priest of Akhenaten, and after Akhenaten's death, led his people out of Egypt. After his murder, the religion was replaced by cruder Yahweh worship. For 10 points, name this last work of Sigmund Freud about a biblical leader and his religious import from Egypt.
Moses.
No penalty.
Moses and his people?
Moses and monotheism.
Oh.
So no one gets that one. Toss-up 5. Technical issues related to this technique involve shimming, in which even order effects are seen in symmetric skews and odd order effects are seen in asymmetric skews, and the loss of probe Q because of eddy currents in conductive samples. Tetramethylsilane is often used as a reference, and constituents are identified based on how far their Larmor frequencies are from...
IR spectroscopy?
Nick 5. And constituents are identified based on how far their Larmor frequencies are from this reference. Richard Ernst won a Nobel Prize for developing pulse Fourier transform version, and almost all results plot intensity versus frequency. For 10 points, name this spectroscopy technique that uses the spin of protons or carbon-13 to determine chemical composition.
Spectroscopy.
Nuclear magnetic resonance.
Oh, so I do that.
Oh,
I
Toss-up 6. They performed a well-known version of Waltzing Matilda while completing a record-length stay at the Sydney Entertainment Center in 1986. A song about a roller skating girl, Skate Away, appears on their third album, Making Movies, named a top 100 album of the 80s by Rolling Stone. They reached greater success, however, only after the addition of keyboardist Guy Fletcher and the album of a 1985 and the release of a 1985 album featuring such songs as Your Latest Trick, So Far Away, and The Walk of Life. For 10 points, what is this Mark Knopfler-fronted classic rock group?
Mark Knopfler is Dire Straits.
Yes. And your bonus. You may know the Norse end times, but do you know your Christian eschatology? For 10 points each, answer the following about the Book of Revelations. This is the author of the Book of Revelations from the island of Patmos.
I think it's like Luke has unusual stuff. Luke?
John.
Damn it.
The Book of Revelations opens with letters to churches in Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, and 4 other cities in what modern-day nation?
Turkey. Ephesus is in Turkey.
Okay. Yeah, Turkey.
Yes.
Yes. As the world is ending, angels will blow trumpets. When the third trumpet is sounded, this star will crash into the earth, falling into bodies of water and making them bitter.
What's like the one in the...
Morning star? Or
like, it's the one that they follow, like, I don't know.
Answer, please.
Morningstar.
Wormwood.
Oh!
10 points on the bonus.
That's in that Christian Wright pseudo fantasy.
Left behind.
No. Fantasy.
Okay.
Well.
Not reality.
More fantasy.
Toss-up 7. A report by Diana Cox Foster suggests that many of these animals have had their immune system weakened by varroa mites, making them more susceptible to Israeli acute paralysis virus. Which might have come from animals imported from Australia. Cox-Foster found this by studying the output of the hydropharyngeal glands in these animals and by extracting the RNA present from viruses. These viruses cause colony collapse disorder, in which healthy workers fly away from the hive larvae.
It's like bees.
Yes, these bees.
They have. They're being flayed.
Bee is sufficient.
I don't know. It's probably going to say like honeybee after that.
You get a bonus. Answer the following about a polymer important in forming the outside of bacteria. Most cell envelopes are composed of this meshwork of glycan strands cross-linked by peptides that balances the osmolarity inside.
The cell wall. What do you think it is?
Answer, please.
Yeah, phospholipid bilayer.
Peptidoglycan.
Okay.
The amount of peptidoglycan distinguishes whether a bacteria stains or not in this procedure named after a Dutch scientist.
Gram staining.
This general class of antibiotics, defined by having a four-membered ring that is both an amide and an ester, inhibits the synthesis of peptidoglycan.
So, a class of antibiotics, you say, like...
Penicillin class?
The penicillin class.
Beta-lactam antibiotic, whatever. So that was... Toss up 8. The third act's prelude, usually admitted, is based on a Persian theme and calls for a female chorus to sing Night Lies Heavily Upon the Fields. The third act begins with a recitative by Goroslava, who is abandoned in favor of one of the title characters. Finn tries to woo Naina by changing into a shepherd, a fisherman, a warrior, and a wizard, but is now too old to love. Farlaf and Ratmir accompany a title character in his attempt to free his love from Chernomor. For 10 points, what opera by Mikhail Glinka?
Ruslan and Ludmilla?
Yes.
What was it?
Ruslan and Ludmilla.
The larger of its two branches is called Lake Chuquito in Bolivia and Lake Grande in Peru. For 10 points each, name this large lake.
Okay.
The two branches are separated by this strait.
What the?
Strait of Machu Picchu.
Strait of Machu Picchu.
Tequina. Lake Popo, Lake Titicaca, and the Uyuni Salt Flats occupy this high plateau of southeastern Peru and western Bolivia.
It's not the Grand Chaco. It's not.
Alta. Plateau. Alta Monta.
Answer, please.
The Mochica Plateau.
This is the Altiplano or Puna. So that was 10.
Just a kind of Spanish.
Toss up 9. This book's sixth chapter says that we shouldn't worry about wearing clothes, because even those who neither toil nor spin the lilies of the field are arrayed better than Solomon in all his glory. It also tells us to stay in our closets, at least when praying, and not on the corner street. That instruction is followed by a recipe that concludes, "For thine is the power and the glory forever," that has come to be called the Lord's Prayer. The sixth chapter is just a part of this book, which launches right into Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount, and is slightly more complete than Luke's account. For 10 points, name this first gospel.
Matthew.
Matthew is correct. It begins as, "Their curfew tolls the knell of a parting day." For 10 points each, what is this poetic meditation on death, published in 1751?
1751, isn't that way later?
Answer, please.
Death Be Not Proud.
This is an elegy written in a country courtyard.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What British poet wrote an elegy written in a country courtyard?
Thomas Gray.
Gray is also known for the 1742 poem inspired by a British school, which contains the famous line, "Where ignorance is bliss, 'tis folly to be wise."
It's eaten something, right?
No.
Answer, please.
College.
Ode on a Distant Prospect of Eton College. I'm sorry, they wanted the whole thing.
It's fine. No, okay. And appropriately so.
Lit. Class of 10. His wife died in 1936 in Switzerland, forcing him to avoid Mussolini at the Rome airports because Il Duce wanted to offer him sympathy. He visited Vietnam with his daughter in October 1954 and was met with mobs in Saigon because of his friendliness with the North. This policy changed, however, after having to ask the U.S. to send an aircraft carrier to the Bay of Bengal to help push Chinese forces behind the McMahon Line in the 1962 skirmish.
Moon?
He died shortly thereafter, ending a life that had secured his nation's independence from Britain in 1947. For 10 points, name this first Prime Minister of India.
Gandhi.
This is Nehru.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
The 1962 war was in Tibet. Nope, this is a triangle plan.
Yeah, I thought they were talking about, like, Korea. My bad.
All right, toss up 11.
Let me score check.
All right, so I have 135 to 10.
Yep.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, I will continue. In the 129th chapter of this work, a character says that he'll stay true even if oysters come to join him while his master walks above him. Pip's master is described as having a slouched hat in the chapter titled The Pipe and twice in The Hat, which could be...
Great Expectations?
Nick 5. Which could be referencing a man with a slouched hat and guilty eye in a sermon concerning Jonah given by Father Mapple. Peleg and Bildad stay behind in New Bedford instead of joining Flask, Stubb, and Starbuck on the Peapod. For 10 points, name this word by Herman Melville, narrated by Ishmael about Captain Ahab's search for a giant white whale.
There was some book called Moby Dick.
Yes. Moby Dick is correct.
I heard, and I was like, here's a Pippin Great Expectations. I almost did that, but it came up already, so...
And you get a bonus. Before Mitt Romney, who unlike McCain or Giuliani has only been married to one woman, gets himself elected president, let's review the history of polygamy and U.S. law. For 10 points each, this Vermont senator wrote a law explicitly banning polygamy and limiting church ownership of property in territories in the same year as his bill establishing universities related to agriculture and the mechanic arts, 1862.
Okay, so like the moral, or like the guy that, like the land grant.
Say that. Say more.
Moral?
Moral is correct. Justin Smith Morrill. In an 1878 Supreme Court case, he argued that it was okay to practice polygamy because it was part of his religious beliefs. There were no dissenting opinions when he lost.
Shit, this is, it's maybe like Brigham Young, or did he die?
Let's say Brigham Young. I don't know.
Young.
George Reynolds.
George Reynolds.
In 1903, the Senate debated whether to give him a seat because of his association with Mormonism. Almost 30 years later, he co-wrote a tariff bill with Willis Hawley.
Smooth.
10.
Yes, 20.
They even give you Hawley. Yes, that's...
Plus of 12... One of the defendant's lawyers asked whether the law extended to land to which the Indian title has not yet been extinguished. This doubt probably came from Justice William Johnson, and not the alcoholic prosecution lawyer Luther Martin, who was paid to lose against an all-star team of John Quincy Adams, Joseph Story, and Robert Goodloe Harper. The plaintiff argued that because Georgia nullified a 1795 sale of the Yazoo land, it wasn't...
So like Gibbons v. Ogden?
It wasn't Peck's to sell. For 10 points, name this 1810 court case that said the rescinding law was an unconstitutional infringement on a legal contract. And no answer, this is Fletcher v. Peck.
Sorry.
When you say, when you hear Yazoo,
yeah, like I know what it is, yeah. I just like, I'm like, oh, it's one in Georgia, right?
Gibbons v. Ogden was about some shit not losing the argument.
Yeah. It was one of the two, like, early person versus person.
Alrighty, moving on. Class of 13. An 1857 hunting accident in Sweden and the wrong plaster applied by a St. Petersburg doctor left his left leg weak, and his right hand was impaired by a Catholic named Coleman after an 1874 assassination attempt. He allied with Austria and split the spoils in the Convention of Gastein, but shortly thereafter went to war with Austria, which quickly capitulated after Sadova, becoming chancellor of a new nation in 1871 until removed by Wilhelm.
Okay, so Otto von Bismarck.
Yes. A man named Agate tells the men to stop performing the title action and strike already. For 10 points each, name this 1935 work about labor unrest among taxi drivers and nepotism in doctors.
What the hell would this be?
Stop sitting on your ass?
Like the East of Eden?
This is Waiting for Lefty. This communist American author wrote Waiting for Lefty.
Debs, Thomas.
Yeah, this is like kind of famous.
Answer, please.
Thomas.
Clifford Odets. Clifford Odets also wrote a plan about a couple losing their handbag business, which has obvious parallels to Satan getting kicked out of heaven, as recounted by John Milton.
Paradise Lost. I mean, what are they asking?
Handbag Lost.
Paradise Lost.
It actually is Paradise Lost. So, 10 points.
Louis Vuitton misplaced.
Toss up 14. Faye Tott's problem is to place n points on one to maximize the minimum distance between two points. Min Kaczynski's problem, solved by Conway and Croft, is to cover its surface with half open arcs. The Riemann one is an extension of the complex plane with a point at infinity. If you accept the axiom of choice, it can be divided into six pieces, which can be reassembled by rigid motion to form two of them with the same size in the Banach-Tarski paradox. Its surface area is given by 4 pi r squared, and its volume is given...
What? Sphere?
Yes, sphere. Very good. Statistics, the score is defined to be the variance of it. For 10 points each, name this term for a conditional probability density function of the form f of x given theta, where the observations are held fixed, that tells you how to weigh the parameter setting theta.
Standard deviation.
Likelihood. The variance in the score is named after this man who developed an exact test for contingency tables, in addition to explicating maximum likelihood methods, sufficiency, and analysis of variance.
Like Gauss did stuff here, Poisson.
A lot of people did. Sealing did too.
Answer, please.
Gauss.
Ronald Fisher.
Fisher.
And
that guy, his name is Chi-Square.
Part 3. The score test for a parameter of a distribution is by the Neyman-Pearson lemma. The test that has the highest value of this defined as the probability the test will reject a false null hypothesis. It's not measured in watts.
Energy.
Power,
yeah, power.
Power is correct.
Power through that question.
Toss up 15. Commissioned for Queen Caroline Murat, the subject's left leg appears too high on her body but is cloaked in shadow, while her right leg is obscured by a fan. Blue curtains and sheets are balanced by a splash of gold in the bottom left, which could be her discarded robe. Wearing a turban, the central figure turns her neck to look at the viewer, creating her abnormally long neck.
Madonna of the long neck?
Neck 5. For 10 points, name this painting by Ingres of a Turkish harem girl.
The Odalisk?
Sorry, I can't accept that. La Grande Odalisk.
Grand
yeah.
Was it?
La Grande Odalisk.
Odalisk.
Almost said the nude Masha.
I
said discarded robe.
Sorry, I mean, like, a lot of those things are going on in Madonna in the long neck.
Are they?
Yeah. I mean, like, there's blue in the background.
Like discarded robe?
I don't know.
She's naked in the last
watch. Whatever.
Toss up 16. It was phrased to measure spin instead of position and momentum by David Bohm, whose name is sometimes attached to it. The 1935 paper formulating it starts very generally by defining the completeness of a physical system. Bell's inequalities provide a grounds for testing its truth, helping confirm quantum mechanics.
Heisenberg uncertainty principle?
Nick 5. Starting with the idea of measuring the properties of two particles emitted entangled from the same source, this is for 10 points, what thought experiment which sought to expose a paradox in quantum mechanics? New answer, this is the Einstein-Podolsky-Rosen paradox. So, toss up 7.
Team.
Sorry about that. Magnus III Barelegs brought them under Norwegian control in 1098, but a part closer to the mainland split off under Somerled in the next century, creating a political division which is still observed today. By 1266, all of the archipelago was nominally under the Kingdom of Scotland, though throughout most of its history it was controlled by the largely independent MacDonald Lords of the Isles. Currently, the majority of native Scottish Gaelic speakers come from these islands. For 10 points, name the Scottish archipelago, which includes the Isles of Lewis, Mull, and Skye, and is divided into the inner and outer...
Hebrides?
Yes.
Yeah, I was
going. How well do you know your talking heads? From the business panels. Identify these well-known financial commentators from clues for 10 points each. This father of financial commentary who died in 2006 was the longtime host of Wall Street Week on PBS.
Rukeyser?
Okay.
Rukeyser. Louis Rukeyser.
Yes. This CNBC money honey caused markets to dive when she made public an informal conversation with Fed Chairman Bernanke at an official Washington dinner.
I think it's like Sue Orman.
Maria Bartiromo.
I think it's Martha Stewart.
This raving lunatic who once ran a hedge fund and co-funded TheStreet.com is now the host of Mad Money.
Kramer.
20.
Crazy.
I am unfortunately
financially illiterate. 18. This work calls its subject dearer than Hyacinth to Phoebus, or Narcissus to himself. Addressing the subject, the poem later declares that Albion wails for thee and calls for the curse of Cain, light on his head, who pierced thy innocent breast. The author speaks of those whose sails were never to the tempest given in its closing 55th stanza, while the soul of the titled person is described as beginning from the abode where the eternal are. For 10 points, name this elegiac poem by Percy Bysshe Shelley, written to commemorate the death of John Keats.
Ode on a Grecian Urn.
No penalty. No answer.
This is Adonais.
This is Adonais.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm done.
Toss up 19. Late in his life, he unwittingly created the first partridge when he pushed his nephew off a cliff, jealous of Perdix's ingenuity in inventing the compass and the handsaw. He was drawn out of hiding when King Cocalus gave him a riddle requiring the threading of a string.
Devilus?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you get a bonus. For 13 years, the composer corresponded with Rich Widow, who stopped patronizing the Russian in 1890 after allegedly finding out he was gay. For 10 points each, name the composer and his patron.
John Q. Brokeback.
Oh god, who's gay?
I need an answer.
Mendelssohn.
This is Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky and Nadezhda von Meck.
Really?
Tchaikovsky dedicated this symphony written between the Polish and the Manfred symphonies to von Meck. It uses the Russian folk song, In the Field Stood a Birch, as a leitmotif.
What else did he do?
Give a number, like Fifth Symphony or something.
Yeah, sure. Fifth Symphony.
Four. Symphony number four, I'm sorry. Or one off.
So zero.
That's
that
a tasty
zero
thing.
Bonus. Nice. And toss up the last. He is invited to the Erin Isles after being called an innocent Amy after implicitly denying he was the Daily Express's literary reviewer. Although Miss Ivers liked his review of Browning, he thinks something from Shakespeare or from the Melodies would be better for Aunt Julie and Aunt Kate, who asked him to give a speech and carve the turkey. His wife, however, yearns not for him, but for a boy who worked in the gas works and is now a member of the group that serves as the title of the story in which he appears. For 10 points, give this husband of Greta from Joyce's The Dead the final story from Dubliners.
Joe.
Say something Irish, like Sean Aloysius O'Shaughnessy.
This is a very non-Irish name.
Dan.
Gabriel Conroy. So, no one gets the question.
Final score, Maryland B, 230. Rutgers, Newark B,
5.